Yeah, I hope for this sugya of tamkeka we haven't chewed off more than we can eat. It's a very difficult sugya, and a very short time. Rabbi Harman started this morning by speaking about the Mishnah Berurah, and he asked the Mishnah Berurah, which says that the reason he brings from Chacham Echad, which I actually saw the Tzvi Karanshtein said it was actually the Rebbe of Heschel, Chanuk Satera. So it's Taka Gona Gracie who said this reason. Now, the reason why we eat milkshakes is because after Matan Torah, when the Eden came back, they weren't able to eat because they had to shech, do nikkur, etc. And the final thing that Mishnah Berurah says that they had to do was they had to do Hagolas Kelim. So there's a big problem with this reason, apart from Rabbi Hartman's questions, is that the Gemara says that Kul Alma may do that the Torah was given on Shabbos. Now, if the Torah was given on Shabbos, it means the only time that they were going to be able to cook next was going to be Motzah Shabbos. So between the beginning of Shabbos and Motzah Shabbos, it's more than 24 hours. And we know that after 24 hours, a pot becomes Nois Tam Livgam. And if it's Nois Tam Livgam, so then Midoraisa, it's Mutter. So therefore, why did they have to Hagolas Kelim? And in fact, this would answer another kasha which has been discussed. And the Ramban asks that why was the Torah only mechadish the din of Hagolas Kelim by the Melchama with Midian? Why wasn't it discussed? Why didn't Torah discover by Sichon Ve'oig that they should do Hagolas Kelim? So Ramban said that by Sichon Ve'oig there was a heter, for the 7 years of kibush, Klal Yisrael were allowed to eat the treifa food that the Canaanim had left behind. So similarly, the tam in their pots was mutter. So therefore, there's no reason to be mashu kelim by sichon ve'oig, which was a part of the given to them as a zayin umus. Mashu enkei midyon, which wasn't part of that. So there, the Torah had to be mitzaveh. So the kasha the Velt asks is, and I saw this kasha in Sefer Zohar Avraham, but the Velt asks is, well, after matan Torah, what about the yiddish pots? They had to kasha it for that reason. So kibshuta the Torah is because matan Torah was on Shabbos, and therefore everything was in town with God. So we are going to be discussing the sugya on this time of God. We'll go straight now into the sugya. We started off with the Gemara and the Samuzayanim of base. Where the Gemara says, brings a brisa, Machlekes Miriam Reb Shimon, as to whether this time of God is mutar or otter. So let's look inside at this brisa. The Gemara says, my time at Rameah, what's the reason that Rameah says that this time of God is otter? He says, Domar Migule Akum. He learns out from the fact that the Torah commanded Klal Yisrael to kasher their kelim, so it must be that the tam is also tam and keli is also. So therefore, we have a raya that nisim tam livgam is also. So then the Gemara says, the Manda almost says it's mutter. Why didn't we learn out from Gilim Midyon that nisim tam livgam is also? Why was the Torah mitzvah the dinagola? So Gemara said the Torah was only mechayev you on kelim shal bnei yoimon, kelim shal less than 24 hours since they've been used for Issa, and that apparently is not considered lifgam. That's what it takes on, that according to Reb Shimon, it's not considered lifgam. Whereas Reb Meir holds that a keli, even straight after it's been used, even Torah Chavdal HaShoyes, is considered pogum. And therefore, the Torah, you see the Torah commanded you to kasha all kelim, it must be that nisim tam lifgam is also. And then the Gemara asks, okay, and Shimon, why does he hold nisim tam lifgam is mutter? So Gemara brings a drasha from a pasuk. Gemara says, it says in the pasuk, "Leisaychu kol nevela lagasha b'shirachot itnena." You shouldn't eat nevela. Give it to the ger in your gates. So the Gemara dashens that dafka, something which a ger can eat, that's not a nevela. Anything a ger cannot eat, that's not a nevela. That's heter. And the Gemara asks, what about Reb Meir? So how does he double in the pasuk? It's matter in nevela. So it's matter, a different type of nevela. Matter in nevela, so Rashi explains, whether Issa nevela was never chal in the first place. It's a nevela, talking about an animal which was really disgusting while it was alive. So when it died, it was really pogum and horrible. So therefore, the Issa nevela wasn't chal. But something that Issa nevela had already been chal previously, that's not pok akun tremeh. So Kivega asks, I saw other achrein as well, they ask, posh the kashal is Gemara. Usually, when you learn Gemara, there's a svara chitzayno. Something should be a priori, azoi. And the Gemara asks, why isn't it? Then what is the Torah? But here, we find the Gemara asks both ways. Gemara first asks, why is Nisan Tan Livgam Mutter? Sorry, Gemara asks, why is it, according to Meir, why is it Osir? And then the Gemara asks, according to Reb Shimon, why is it Mutter? So, which one did the Gemara hold is the Svarach Itzayin? So So that's a kasha which Be'ez Hashem we're going to answer the Meshach this year. Now I'd like you to turn to the one of Song Zion Ahmed Beis. Are we on it? No. Sorry. We're on Son of Zion and Medalef. So the Gemara said, Omer is Flokish. Noisen Tam Livgam Shomri. This din of Noisen Tam, Noishi Yomi Kederzu Chesera Melach, Yisera Melach. Yerushalki says, he said, the case of Noisen Tam, there's two lishons in the Gemara. What happens? I have a food, and the food, the cook wasn't a very good cook, and the food was very bland. Didn't taste good. And then some issa, which also tastes bland, fell into this food. So now this issa has made it even worse. So had it been there originally without the issa, it'd be okay. Now it's really not good. You can eat it, but it's really not good. So there's machleks in the Gemara, two lashonos, as to whether if the issa makes something which was the reason why it's pogum is because it wasn't made good in the first place. Yeah, whether that there's a heter. So, for example, again, so we've got a tafshil, a soup, the cook forgot to put in enough salt. And then you put in a nevela, yeah, which makes it even less salty. It makes it even more bland. Right? So, but if the person would have put in the right amount of salt, yeah, then the nevela wouldn't have made a problem. So basically, it's only poigim, but tziruf, with something which is missing. So we're actually passing that it's mutter. Yeah? Now, on this Gemara, it's a very interesting Rashi. So I hope you all medayek the Rashi, because this Rashi is a very key Rashi to the sugya. Rashi says, on kol she'ena chasera, so this tafshil is not missing shum tikkun. This is going to the first option that we're machmir. That Rosh Lakish said, it's only going to be mutter when it's no sign of gam, if the food on its own wasn't missing any tikkun, it wasn't missing any salt. Ve'ena necheles mipnei zeh. But and now you're not going to eat it because of this nevela that fell in and made it bland. This is a poigim time. So that's what Rashi is on to listen, that ve'ena necheles lav dafka. It doesn't mean you can't eat it. Yeah, it doesn't mean it's not edible. The kivin the pekimosa purta korilein le necheles. That since, once it's made it a little bit shvach already, that's ve'ena necheles gemara. That means it doesn't have to make it edible, as long as it doesn't taste good, there's already a heter of nois and tam lifdam. So now, this Rashi, which is how we paskin, la halacha, yeah, is the Ran and the Rashi are both asking Rashi, like, where do you get this from? Yeah, where do we learn the heter from Nevela from? What's the makar? Aveder Oleger? From Nevela. What's Nevela? Srucha, you can't eat it, it's not edible. So how can we be matir, something which is perfectly adequate, just, it's worse, because this is hit. Mechatesa. So the Ran and the Rashi are saying, there's two rayas to Shittas Rashi. The first raya is the Gemara of Giyul Yakum. Midyon. Now, what the Torah said, that you have to kasha kelim, right? The Gemara says that according to Reb Shimon, it's nice and time of gum. That's why it's mutter, right? So now, I don't understand. Over there, when you cook in yesterday's pot, which we always do, yeah, do we eat the food? Of course we eat the food. So obviously, it's not as good as it has been in a brand new pot, but clearly you see that bliyas, yeah, which are not poigim legamri, it's still edible, fine, we say it all the time, it's considered nice and time with gum. That's one Ryan. Another Ryan is from Mufush Mishnah. The Mishnah says that you're allowed to buy dvash from a goy, even though we know that they heat up the dvash in kelim, which are used for tray for meat. And then the truth is that for our dvash as well, that we also need to come to this heaven's time with gum, because when the way they sift the bees, I don't know about nowadays, but till recently, the way you get bees out of honey is by heating up the honey, and then they sieve it, and it comes through a filter, and it filters out the bits of the bee. Now, the bee is nice and very wise in mutter because it's nice kind of gum. Now, but the honey tastes perfectly adequate, right? So you see clearly, we have rayas that even though it's not pogum legamri, it's still mutter. So the kasha is, how could that be? The heta is in erologia. The heta is, because it's nevela from nevela, how could that be? So the Ran and the Rashba both deal with this question. And there's another kasha the Rashba asks. Yeah, he takes his kasha even further. In Teres Abayis, it's in two places. He asks, the Gemara is mavur, machlekes Rav Nachman Rav Sheshes, but we passkin again like Rav Nachman that shkotzim remosim. Yeah, if you have creepy crawlies, yeah, and this can sometimes happen. I was once in Switzerland, and somebody was cooking, and they opened the window at night. Yeah, it was in the mountain, and suddenly a whole load of flies came right into the food in some camp somewhere. I remember they asked the Rav Shaila what the halacha was, and they were matir the kedera. Yeah, obviously they took out all the flies. Now, the halacha is, now the Torah asked you to eat a sheretz, asked you to eat a fly. Now, a fly is disgusting, right? So ruach mikora. Nevertheless, the Torah asked it. So why is it asked? Because there's no heter of any rule again on a fly. So now, when you have flies, or palm of flies mixed inside your food, right? But on that time, there's no heter, because the Torah was never matir any rule again on a fly. So the time of a fly is also in the veil. So Frek de Rajba, how could it be that Reb Nachman, and we pass by Reb Nachman, how could it be that it's mutter? So the Rajba says, and we've all seen the Lashon now, we've seen it, we saw it brought down. But also, the Rajba says a number of times, the Rajba brings down twice, but I'll just read one way he brings it. So he says, Hossam Hainu Taimer. Why, when it's B'en, does it need to be Pogma Gamri? Because it's eaten on its own. Since it's eaten on its own, therefore it needs to be nifkam legamri before we can be matter it. Anything that the tam messes up the tafshel a bit, it makes it worse. Why? Lefi she'eino noisen tam. Sknishkan noisen tam, other rabba poigim. I think they're doing the rabba. Eino noisen tam. Sknishkan noisen tam. The Rav has told us the reason why this is mutter is because it's not a noisen tam. The Torah is a noisen tam, and this is not a noisen tam. Now, this bemis is very shver, and it's a kasha we're going to come back to, because we saw in the Gemara, actually, that the heter is, because it's not the heter of the Nisan of Gam, because of Nevela. Yeah? So how can the Rav tell us that it's because it's not noisen tam? And the truth is, the Ram didn't like this chat of the Rav, and partially it was for this reason, because that's the lashon, the introduction. If you look at the Ram, the Ram says, he held that you can't see this in the velo. So the Ran comes up with a Murray de Kechidish, a beautiful pshat, yeah, a Mamasha Yeshiva Sharan. The Ran says, he said, let's go back to the din of Nevela. The Torah said, Nevela is awesome. It becomes pogum, legamri, inedible, then it becomes mutter. He says, why is it mutter? He says, I'll tell you why it's mutter. Because the Torah only asks to eat something when you're benefiting from the achila. So now, something which is totally inedible, you're not benefiting. Something which is not good, it's a few days old, smells of it, you eat it, you get nutrients, fills you up, you won't be hungry, you might enjoy the taste, but, if you're stuck on a mountain somewhere, it'll help you out. So, therefore, it's considered nana. It says, something which is noisen tam levgam, so he says, when I have an issa, yeah, and it's a perfectly good is on its own, right? I take my, one example is I take vinegar, which is osabano, which is yai nesach. Yeah, and I put it into beans, and it makes it not taste good. So he said, what would I prefer? Would I prefer the vinegar to be here? Would I prefer it not to be here? He said, if overall my benefit, I have zero benefit, I would rather that this is not here. I'm not being nana from the issa. Well, this is the Ran, that is included in the heter of Nevela. Nevela, you saw the heter of Nevela is that you have to have a no from the Maisa Achilo. If you're not being then from the Maisa Achilo, the Torah was matter. So I'm worried to get chiddush, because it comes out, the Bam's eating Yisra. And it says the Ran, yeah, I'll tell you a great enough commitment between me and the Rajba, and I'm going to argue in the Rajba la Alacha. So what's enough commitment? So he says, what happens, yeah, if you have a moshul, you have a lot of guests, right? So if something turns up you weren't expected, and boom, a Nevela fell inside your cholent. Right? But now, because a Nevela fell inside your cholent, right? So now it's not salty enough, because you really should have added more salt for that proportion. Yeah, I'm talking about, obviously it's mixed in, you can't take it out, otherwise obviously you take it out. Right? Got mixed in. Right? On the other hand, yeah, I'm happy I have got an increase in volume. I've now got more food to serve. Says the Ran, over here it's going to be also. Because you are being nana from the Achila. You're benefiting from Higdil Midasoi. You're benefiting from the increase. So he said, according to me, that's going to be Yasser. Whereas according to the Rajba hold, it's Mutter. Why? Because once I don't say the din of Tam Ke'ika, then automatically I revert to the normal din of Bittel Beroiv. And once I revert to the din of Bittel Beroiv, therefore it's all going to become Mutter. And therefore it's irrelevant if I, who cares? The Issa is bottle. I was always shaking the Ran. So now, I think, five nafka minutes between Aram and the Razor. So maybe the Olam could have found more. But at the moment, I can think of five. So I'll go through a couple of them, because I don't think we have time to go through all of them. So another nafka minna, which is a posh nafka minna, but this is really, it's machlokes. Chazanish actually argues in this, but all the posts can take on Nala Chazanish, is what happens if I don't have Rav? Yeah? So another nafka minna, according to the Ram, yeah, if I have half-half, exactly half-half, yeah, if I have more Issa, it's problematic, we'll do that after the Shir, but if I have half-half, according to the Ram, I'm not Nene from the Issa and the Tarevis. If I'm not Nene from the Issa and the Tarevis, it's going to be Mutter. Mashiach, according to the Rajbo, I need to come to Bittel Barov. If I hear Metzias, I don't have Rov. This is a very another Geshmak and Afkamina, which Kivega says. And that has to do with another Gemara that we've seen this morning, which is why it was included. Is at the beginning of the Gemara. The Gemara talks about. It's this Gemara that we just saw in Shlokish. This Gemara about Kedera Zu Chasera Melach. Yeah, what happens is a person has a Kedera and there's not enough salt. And then a piece of Nevela fell in. Right? And he's got guests coming. But he can't serve them food that is not salty. He can't serve them bad food. He's going to have to chuck a whole pot because even though it's a mutter, yeah, but it's not Geshmak. So he's got an Eitzah. He says, what I'm going to do is, I'm going to add Tilshishin, right? Because when you have 60 times the Issa, it's Mutter. So I'm going to add Tilshishin, and then I'll add enough salt to make up, and I'll be back to where I should have started from. Yeah, we got the case? So again, you've got a Kedera, it's not enough salt. A piece of Issa fell in, right? And it's Pogum. The guy wants to add Tilshishin, and then he'll add salt to fix it up. So normally, there's a problem with Ein Mavatl Issa Chatchila. You can't be Mavatl Issa to make it Mutter. Says Kivega, whether there's a question of Ibn Vakan Issa and Chatkilov here, that's the Tolle of the Ram and the Rajwa. He doesn't say it so clearly, but if you Madai the words of Kivega, he's definitely only being Matir based on the Rajwa. Because the Chatkilov is very simple. He says, according to the Ram, yeah, when I have Issa in my Kedera, I've still got Issa in my Kedera, I'm allowed to eat it, because there's no Teres Maisa Achila on something which I'm not being Nene from. There's no Issa in the Maisa Achila, so I'm not Nene from. So I'm not Nene from it, Betarivus. So then, it's fine. Then, but is the thing mutter? It never became mutter because there's a din of tamkeka haraya by higdil midosoi, right? We say tamkeka by higdil midosoi. So the fact that it's pogum, it's not a steer to tam. It's just a halacha and being in benefiting from it. So over here, according to the Ran, I've still got issa over here. Over there, I can't add tilshishin because I'm being mavatn issa l'chatchila. According to the Raj, will be mutter to go and add. Another nafkamina is nut by nut. A very complicated case again. I think Dov Shiesh Lematirin might be enough Kamina, because Dov Shiesh Lematirin again, yeah, is only a problem for Bittel Kuchukoi, it's not a problem for a Heter, Pashtus. So are we up to five? I think we're up to five. Come on, these are Nafkaminas. Oh, so now, Oba, so now we can come back now to answer Kivega's Kasha. Now we've said around the Rajma. So Kivega's got a very Geshmaka Terence. He said, what did we say? We said, as Machwek is run on the Rajma, in the Heter Nes Tanif Gam. And a Nafka Minna is going to be, what happens if I don't have Rov? We said, according to the Ram, even if I don't have Rov Heter, as long as it's 50-50, but I'm not benefiting from having the Issa here, it's going to be Mutter. Whereas according to the Rajbo, yeah, I need Bittel Barov. But if I have Bittel Barov, then I won't say Tam Keika, according to the Rajbo. So the Kivega, that's Chat in the Gemara that we asked earlier, what the Svaz Ketonis. Because the emphasis is two swaras over here. So some Kivega, a vada, the Svaz Ketonis is that Tam Keika was only said on good Tam, not on bad Tam. Right? So therefore, when I have bad Tam, and I've got Rav Heter, I should say Bittel Barov. Frag the Gemara, for a mayor, why is it Noisen Tam of Gam Osa? It should be bottle. I've got bad Tam, it should be bottle. So the mayor, no, I've got a Raya from the fact that you have to kush a Kalim. That's also a problem. So they went, okay, satisfied. So it turns the Gemara to Rav Shimon now. A second, okay. So that was a story that they may have dealt with, why you can't say Bittel Barov over here for whatever reason. Because he holds that it's Terah Asad Pagam. Oh, but you, Rav Shimon, yeah? You're not only being Mater in a case of Rav, you're being Mater even in a case of Mechta, of them, Frek the Gemara. Rav Shimon, why do you matzah? That's a matzah. That's completely new svara. Of them is the Torah's nevela. That's the Torah. The Torah's machadish. That only something which I'm nene from is it also. Azay zok to b'kivega. Rav Yitzchak showed this to b'kivega actually last week. Azay zok to b'kivega teretz to this kasha. Very geschmack. Oh, so now I'd just like to take to up the gear a little bit. We don't have much time, but I'd like to deal with this, the actual Bemis, the kasha. What is Bemis Prat and the Rajwa? How can Bemis you learn out from the din of Nevela that Nois and Tam of Gan is going to be Mutter? Nevela means something that's not edible, that's what's Mutter. I have a Tarevus, something fell in, it doesn't taste just as good as it would have tasted. How could that be Mutter because of Nevela? It's perfectly edible. So we suggested that has to do with Tam Kikr. So Be'emes and Chavaz Das, and the Prima Gadim also wants to say this, they want to say that Anachanami, that the Din is Medin Tam Kikr. That Tam Kikr, the Torah is Mechadish, that you don't say Bittel Beroiv when you taste the Issa, that was only in the cases of the Torah which are good taste. But in a bad taste, we don't say Tam Kikr. That's what they want to say. But the Be'emes is a Pelat Samar. Because the Mosh says, the reason why this Talif Gam is Mutter is because of Nevela. And it's clear that the Gemara is not allowed dafka. Avraya. Because the Gemara asked, according to Reb Meir, who holds that Neitz and Tam of Gam is Asa, yeah, by Kalim, he says, what does he use Nevela for? He says, by Sruch HaMeikara. He says, if you hold Neitz and Tam of Gam is Asa, by Kalim, therefore, it must be that a shtick Nevela, which comes Nechal, is also going to be Asa. Now, if you can say that Chavz Das, there's two separate Eterium. There's one sugya of Tam Kikr. So no Tam Kikr is because of Tam Kikr. So it could be that the Torah is Chashav Agiyule Midyon, it's going to be Asa. Yeah, why? Because we do say Tam Kikr on Tam Pogum. Or Tam Pogum is Asa, whatever. Tam Pogum is Asa. Oh, but who said that Nevela Pogum, which is completely in row, is Asa? It's a completely different thing. Then the case of Tarubis, it's edible food. Right? It's perfectly edible. So if then Zot Reb Meir, that since it's edible, so even though it's nice and tam, livgam, yeah, so was this nischadish and tam keker? I'll say it was nischadish and tam keker. Because well, it's edible, it's nischadish and tam keker. I can taste the issa, it's here, it's edible, it'll be also. But you're going to ask me about a shtick nevela that I cannot eat, that's completely srucha, which is a nai heta of nevela? Yeah, what's the problem with the Gemara? What's the Gemara ask? What's the Gemara do? Elamai, the Gemara held that they're tied, that the heta of nisam avagam is directly tied into the heta of nevela. And another kasha is that it's got to be the heter the other way around. That it can't be nevela is from the kasha the Rajba asks from Shrotzim, from the Dvarim HaMu'usim. Because by Dvarim HaMu'usim, yeah, let's say again, a fly, the Torah would utter to you the fly, even though it's mos, it's not roligeh. So Elamai, there's no heter of en roligeh on a fly. So you can't then go and be matir, a tyrovus with flies, because the tam is nevela, because Torah would never matir the a fly which is nevela. So we have to taste the tam of a fly which is nevela if it's going to be matzah within nevela. Elomai, the heta has to be mishum tam keikah. So, what's going on here? So it's our meridik Reb Chaim. Yeah, and this Reb Chaim also must have thought it was meridik, because this particular Reb Chaim is repeated four times in the Sefer. Yeah, in four different simonim, he uses the same yisoid. Over here, Reb Chaim says it like this. Reb Chaim asks, he said, the Rambam is mavur, that certain things, like klaya kerem, and Bosav HaCholov, Osav HaNor, so the Torah asked these things, even if you eat them, Shalei Kederach HaNa'osam. If you melt it, or if you add Dvarim Morim to it, if you eat it in an abnormal way, these things are still Osav. And the Rambam says, Hu Adin, even if it's Nisracha, a piece of Bosav HaCholov, that decomposes, in your fridge, you forgot about it, or you shouldn't have any fridge, but a piece of Osav Cholov, which decomposes, is going to be Osav. It's going to be Osav. Yeah, Osav, why? Because since the Issa is Hana, it doesn't matter that it's not Derech Achila eating it. However, the Rambam paskins, that if I have Klai Kerem or Osav Cholov, which is Pogam, and the Tarevus, it's Mutter. So Frankim Chaim, this Kasha, he asks, how could it be that when it's Be'en, there's no het of nevela, so how about Tarevus could there be a het of nevela? Doesn't make any sense. So he says, I want to explain to you the lomdus of Tam Kikr. That's from Reb Elisha, it's not in Tam Kikr. He wants to go into the nitty gritty of how Tam Kikr works. He says, you may think, and the other side, the Reb Chaim says, it's coming to Lafuke, the most partial tzad. You may think that the Chiddush HaKra of Tam Keker is that if you can recognize Issa, that it's here, through tasting it, so the Torah of Mechadish, that it's not bottle, and therefore it's going to be awesome. The Chiddush Tam is that basically, like the Lashon HaRaz, that if you can taste something, then you've found it. And if, just like you found it, it's also, if you taste it, you found it, and it's also going to be also. So if that's true, then it doesn't make any sense. Because this shtick of Mosul Kalov, if I find it, it's also. Because there's no heter of the Vela on Mosul Kalov. And therefore, once I can taste it, if that's the way Tam Kicker works, yeah, it should still be also. How could it be Mutter? So he says, that's not Pshan Tam Kicker. He says, the Yisod Tam Kicker is that there's a new parasha called Tam. That just like when the Torah Asid, Dvar Masurim, the Torah asked you to eat them, there's a parasha that the Torah asked Tamam as well. And he said, Avada, after the Torah asked Tamam, could be the not bottle. But he said that the Yisod Ha'issa is a Nayadin called Tam. So he says, in order to qualify as Tam, you've got to be an Oichel. He says, after Bitznishka Oichel, you don't qualify as a Tam. That means, it's not because there's a heter of Nevela. Yeah? But every time I want to be done, is a tam ke'ikah? I need to ask you, are you an edible tam? If you're not an edible tam, you're not a tam. You're not a tam, if it's not, din tam ke'ikah wasn't chal. If din tam ke'ikah wasn't chal, then you're bottle of a right. She says, you're right. Avada by Basel Bacholov and Klai Kerem, there's no heter of Nevela. But he says, my shaila isn't, are you a Nevela over here? My shaila is, are you a tam? And you're not a tam, because a tam which is inedible is nishka tam. And therefore you don't fall into the parasha of Tam. If you don't fall into the parasha of Tam, then you can't become Nessa. It doesn't work. Now, yeah, so this answer of Chaim helps us for Basav Cholav and Karam, and it also helps us for the Kasha of Shrotzim. Because we said by Shrotzim, yeah, there's no Het of Nevela. Yeah, so we ask, if there's no Het of Nevela, then how could Nevela be Matir? It's Betarevus. Because it isn't. The answer is that Tam of Shrotzim is Nishka Tam. It's Nishka Oichol. It's not called eating. Yeah? Oibazoi, it doesn't fall into the Pasha Tam Kikah. Therefore, it's going to be bottle burning. Well, this is all very good, yeah, for things which are be'emes, inedible. But what's going to be our case? By Natlaf, I take a pot, I cook my chicken in it, which I do every day, yeah, and it's a tray for pot, but it's a day old, right? And it's perfectly edible. Yeah? So there, how can you say Asinishkatam? And Chaim, in Tevarim, it's clear that he's answered this kasha, but he doesn't explain how he answered the kasha. There's a stipler, and the stipler, the way he presents his shtickle is that he's arguing with Chaim. Yeah, very complicated stipler, but I think this is what the stipler means, and I think this is what Chaim is as well. That in Ein Ro'eh Leger, yeah, Shteit Chiddush, yeah, that if you are a food, you've got to be edible. That if you're not edible, you're not a food. When Torah is matir in a roll again, it's because you're not a food, because you're not edible. So now, when I'm done on what is a tam, yeah? So what am I going to put into my tam box? What qualifies to be considered tam? So that we've said. We've said a sheret, you don't qualify. Basar b'cholov, that's decomposed, you don't qualify. What about something which in this tyrovus messes up the tyrovus, makes it taste worse? Says Reb Chaim, I see in the Vela, just like something which is inedible doesn't qualify as food, if you're not being matim, a good tam, you don't qualify as tam. So Ibazoi comes out that it's geboit sai of tam ki ikr and sai of in an ro leger. That means the din the Vela tells me you've got to be rove for what you're doing. The din of tam ki ikr tells me once you don't fall into the din of tam ki ikr, then already you're going to be bottled. Now, Ibazoi, the Chari does this pshat in the Rajbo, when the Rajbo says that the reason why over here it's Mutter, he says it's not giving Tam, it's giving Pogim. Because the din is Avadik Gebait of Nevela. Of Azar Nevela, which doesn't give a good Tam, that does not call Tam was Me'es. A Tam was Me'es Nish, does get around in Nevela, and then there's no Pasha Tam Ke'ikah, there's no Pasha Tam Ke'ikah, it's going to be bottled by Rav. This is Shkar.